up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Home to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We get together every week and spin all these great old-time records. And it's kind of a landmark show this week, I'm telling you, because this is show number 100. That's right, every week for 100 weeks now, we've got together to play old-time records here on the Ol' Oompa Hour, and we've got a lot of records to go, because there are a lot of records that have not even been played on the show yet. Boxes in the attic, boxes in the basement, couple of stacks right there on those shelves over on that wall over there that haven't even been touched or sorted out yet. There's a lot of records to work on. We're going to be doing this for a long time to come. I can see that, and we're glad to have you along for another week here on the Oompa Hour. Great old-time music, always played off of phonograph records here on the show. With a very rare occasion, we might pull something out from an archive somewhere off of a reel-to-reel tape, believe it or not. But other than that, everything we do, it's coming off of genuine phonograph records. And we're going to get things rolling this week with this. I'm telling you, the name of the song and the name of the band altogether is almost more words than you can fit onto a record label. We have the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka, which everybody knows. It's a classic. And we have it by Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners Polka Band. That's the whole name of the band on here. And all that phraseology just about fills up the label on the record. Barely enough room. Over here where it says the A side, there's just barely enough room where it says that this record is in hi-fi mono. So you know she's a good one. Here's Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. There you go, Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners there, and Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. As we get show number 100 going, it does not feel like I've done that many shows. When I look over at the shelf over there at the stacks of records that are the played records, because I do make some teeny-weeny effort to keep things a little bit organized around here, I think that is a lot of records we've played. Generally, 15 to 16 songs in a show. I've been keeping track of this, and because it's only an hour long. And sometimes we get in 17. Sometimes I talk too much. We only get in 13 or 14, but generally 15 records a show. And you do 100 shows, that's 1,500 records for Pete's sake. And all those records have B-sides, so we got a long way to go. But anyway, I talk too much. We need to play more songs. Now, I have Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra here, and I originally was going to play the Try It, You Like It polka. That's a good song. I've always kind of liked that one, but I thought, you know, I play that one all the time here on the show by various bands. I don't... By all the time means I've probably played it twice in 100 shows. But I thought, no, I'm not going to play that one. Instead, I'm going to play Sweet Rosie Kowalski. Here's Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra.
Oh, my sweet Rosie Kowalski, she's my little rose, she's my polska pani, most everyone knows. And when we are married, how happy we'll be. Now I love sweet Rosie Kowalski, and Rosie Kowalski loves me. And when I'm feeling down and lonely, and misery's going through my brain, I look into your big blue eyes, so I'll tell you once again. You're my sweet Rosie Kowalski, you're my little rose. Now you're my polska pani, most everyone knows. Sweet Rosie Kowalski, and Rosie Kowalski loves me.
There you go, sweet Rosie Kowalski there with the Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Show number 100. I'm just excited about that because that's a lot of shows, at least in this. You know, they told me, you're crazy. You can't do a polka show. Nobody's going to listen to that. Yeah, well, we have 20 stations to prove otherwise here on the Zumpa Hour. So that's pretty darn good anyway. I'm having a tough time deciding which record to play next. If you're wondering why I'm stuttering and stammering a little bit, I'm playing shorter songs so far this week, and they're running out before I get the next record chosen and dusted off, if necessary. I do have Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman in my hand. Which song should I play? All right, we're going to play the Country Girl Polka. Sounds like a good one, right? Somebody listening is probably out in the country, so let's do it. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman, and let's do the Country Girl Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you.
There you go. Ray Dorschner and his Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And the Country Girl Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Oldies meaning all the songs come off of records here on the Oompa Hour. So every now and then you may hear some festive little scratching sounds and stuff like that. Every now and then we have a record so beat up we got to put a penny on the tone arm, you know, so that it'll play. I'm sure you remember that. So, yeah, we actually do that. See, right here. See, if I don't know if you can hear this. Listen real close now. Hear that? That's the sound of an actual penny right next to this turntable here that for the real beat-up records, you could throw that penny on the tone arm and get that baby to play. All right, before we get on to the California Connection and the Guess What Polka, I do want to talk about the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, because it's a cool place if you're a fan of old-time music, if you're a fan of accordions and concertinas, or the heritage of the musicians and people who played the songs, written the songs, and all that kind of groovy stuff. This would be a place you want to put on your list of places to visit when you're traveling this summer or spring or winter, whenever it is you travel, but mostly during the summer, I think. Right there, Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street. There's plenty of parking, and a lot of stuff happens once we get into spring here. And it looks like the calendar of events generally gets rolling by May. And they have a lot of stuff throughout the season. They have what they call ethnic evenings, where they will have musicians and history and stuff. People come in, the ethnic here. There's Finnish and Scandinavian night. They have Slovenian and Eastern European night. They have all sorts of musical workshops and jam sessions and stuff. They have history things. They have workshops. They have the only accordion and concertina repair technician school in, like, the country, where you can actually learn how to repair and maintain these instruments. It's just a cool place. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, and all sorts of memorabilia, advertising, music, paperwork, history. You need to check it out if you're in the area. It's the World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Wisconsin. You can find them online at www.accordionworld.org. All right, so check them out when you have a chance. Back to the music, the California Connection. Here's the Guess What Polka.
Then we must confess that we played it and we named it.
you go. That is the California Connection there. And the Guess What Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. It kind of confuses me because when I say the California Connection, I think of the East-West Connection. And then I think of Jesse the Body Ventura and Adrian Golden Boy Adonis of the world of professional wrestling. And of course, Jesse Ventura was the governor of Minnesota many years ago. And of course, this show is produced here in beautiful northern Minnesota. So I always think anytime I say California Connection, I think of Jesse Ventura. And it's just weird. And I'm sorry about that. But another tangent. The next record we have definitely played on the show before, but it's always been a favorite of mine. And it's, I guess it is a old time record because after all, it is a polka. But it's not really your traditional polka band. But I do enjoy going back to, I'm going to look it up while the record's playing because I don't remember, 1939 maybe? The Andrews Sisters doing the Beer Barrel Polka. I have always loved this record. I love the Andrews Sisters, and fortunately it is a polka, so it gives me an excuse to roll it!
There's a garden, what a garden, only happy faces. Gloom there, for there's music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-da-di-ay. Then they hear a rumble on the floor, the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. On the run, sing boom tarero, ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang's all here. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for.
See, I looked it up while the record was playing there. I was right. 1939, Andrews Sisters did it. Also, Will Glahe had it number one on the charts in June of 39, the Beer Barrel Polka. And I do not have the Will Glahe version at hand, or we'd have to play that one too, just because we could. But I'm just glad that I remembered it was 1939. Andrews Sisters, Beer Barrel Polka. Is that Vic Schoen's orchestra? I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, there we go. Here on the Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, program number 100. And everybody said it couldn't be done. I am telling you what, huh? All right, let's get back more to some tunes here. I have the Ivan Kale Band here. And again, I find myself flipping the record back and forth. And I've decided we're going to play the hard-to-get polka. Here we go. We'll be right back. Hard to get polka. Ivan Kale and the band. It says actually on the record, Ivan the Great, huh? Who's going to argue with that? There you go. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old time oldie show. Nothing but great old time records here on the show. If you're joining us for the very first time, welcome along. For those of you that have been here since the beginning, and I know there are some of you, show number 100 this week. That's just amazing to me. So I have Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra coming up here in just a second. They're going to do the chicken polka, but see, the thing when you're going to be talking on the radio is you're not supposed to eat anything or have like soda that's got real sugary soda and that sort of thing. And I'm having a problem with that this week because my wife made a big batch of butterscotch chip cookies and they are so good that I can't stop eating them. So when the songs are playing, not only am I trying to decide which record I'm going to play next, and if it needs to be cleaned, I got my little spritz bottle of record cleaner here and all that stuff, and I'm trying to get the record ready, I'm eating cookies, and I'm writing the songs down and everything. And by the way, we played the Beer Barrel Polka. I looked it up. We last played the Andrews Sisters doing the Beer Barrel Polka way back on show number 10, if you can believe that. So that was 90 shows ago. Yeah, you didn't know I kept track of this stuff, did you? Anyway, Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra, here's the Chicken Polka. We'll be right back. there you go. That is Walter Erickson's Accordion Orchestra. The Chicken Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, man, that was like the definitive Chicken Polka, because that sounded like chickens, didn't it? Walt has got some pretty amazing stuff on a bunch of vintage records from back in the 50s, and that's one of them here on the Oompa Hour. All right, now this is kind of a standard here. Every time I play the Peanuts Polka, I think, oh, geez, it's the Peanuts Polka again. But, I mean, it is a standard and a classic, and I know we played it way back in the early weeks of the Oompa Hour, but here's the Art Perko Orchestra. There you have it. It is Art Perko's Orchestra, the Peanuts Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records here on the show like we do every week. And I've been talking an awful lot this week. If I don't shut up, we're not going to get our usual quota of songs in here. And I haven't even found a waltz yet. If you listen to the show regular, we know we try to get at least one waltz into every show. Every now and then, just to be a smarty pants, I throw in a schottische or something, too. But, man, I don't have a waltz in sight yet, but I'll find one. In the meantime, the Musicales do the Beer in Heaven Polka.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. They said there is no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Hey!
Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, come help us drink.
Beer in Heaven Polka. See, apparently there is some somewhere. Anyway, that is the Musicals here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And a couple things that I have neglected to do in the show thus far this week. By the way, I did find a waltz, so hang on. It's coming up. Is remind you that you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour via email. And to tell you the truth, effective with this show, and I don't want to scare you all too bad, but we have a new email address. So listen up if you want to get a hold of us here in the Oompa Hour. It's very easy. It's oompahour@aol.com. Could it be easier than that? I don't think so. Why are we on AOL.com? I know all my techie friends are like, AOL, that's for old people. Yeah, well, have you seen me lately, mister? Seriously, though. Serious, like I wasn't serious. AOL mail is so darn simple, and there's not a lot of extra baloney involved. I don't get a lot of advertising and pop-ups and stuff like I did with our previous email address. So if you would like to email us here at the Oompa Hour, by all means, feel free to do so. oompahour@aol.com. Very easy. Two oos in Oompa. And all small letters, oompahour@mail.com. If you want to request a song or maybe a dedication or you have a question about a band or you're trying to find a song, whatever. We don't just say hi. We certainly don't care. And when I say me, I mean me, myself, and I, because I'm really the only one in here, me and all these records anyway. But you can do that. Also, we do have a Facebook page that, not a lot of stuff going on there because I don't have a lot of followers, so nobody's going to see anything really. But I do put some stuff up there, little snapshots in the studio and some interesting records and whatever might happen to show up here. So feel free to join that, and you can also contact us there, too. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, okay? Which is a little inconsistent. It's /Tim's Oompa Hour for Facebook, but it's just oompahour@aol.com for the email. Got it? Get it? Good. All right, let's get back to the tunes. I told you I found a waltz from the North Star Music Company of St. Paul, Minnesota. In Postal Zone 4. You remember Postal Zones? We didn't used to have any numbers like that. And then they came out with the zones, and that only lasted a few years. And then Mr. Zip and his zip code came along. Here's the Eddie Skeets Orchestra and the Swiss Echo Waltz.
Swiss miss who longed to kiss would climb a mountain and say, oh, the ole, oh, the ole, oh, the ole, ole. The echoes ring, her heart would sing, for it would bring her great bliss when he would answer her in echoes just like this. And then at night, when stars were bright, he'd hold her tight and they'd kiss, and he would tell her that he loved his sweet, sweet miss.
You know, there's nothing better than a little yodeling on the radio every now and then. There we go with the Eddie Skeets Orchestra. St. Paul, Minnesota did that one. And the Sweet Echo Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And now the pressure's off because we did get the guaranteed at least one waltz into the show for the week here. So I feel good about that. Plenty of more. Where am I learning the English name? Plenty of more records coming up on the show today. Suddenly I feel like I should be somewhere like Green Acres or something, you know. Oh, golly, Mr. Douglas. Johnny Vadnall on the way next. This is turning out to be a very weird show this week, isn't it? Here's the Jazz Time Polka. The Jazz Time Polka. It's Johnny Vadnall of the band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, just cranking out great old-time tunes here. Wherever you may be listening to us, on a radio station, could be a little bitty neighborhood station or a college station or one of those big public radio kind of stations, or you could be listening on a podcast or a web stream, or you just never know where old-time music is going to turn up now, do you, huh? Lil Wally and his Polka All-Stars up next. Lil Wally, he's one of those legendary dudes from the world of polka music, had the JJ Record Company, and I swear they put out more old-time records than any other record label. There's a lot of JJ Records on the shelves over here. Here's one of them anyway, from Lil Wally with his Polka All-Stars and the 7 Days Without You Polka.
Seven days and seven nights without you makes a week of a loneliness for me. How I try to get along without you, but it seems that you were meant for me. Thank you. dance with me, my darling. I like the way you hold me in your arms. I just can't forget your tender kisses. I just can't forget your lovely charm. 7 days and seven nights without you. Oh, my darling, how I miss you so. Please come back and let us start all over. When you do, I'll never let you go.
There you go, Lil Wally and his Polka All-Stars here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, playing all these great old-time records every week, and we're just glad you're along with us here on show number 100, and I know I've said that a lot, but it still kind of amazes me too, you know. Now, I know I had a Frankie Yankovic record in the stack for this week, and I do, and I actually had it with Dancing with Alice was the side of the record that is up, which means when I was yanking records out of the shelves here, that was a side I planned on playing. Plus, it has a little red star on it. So I knew that was the side that would be the normal one to play. So, of course, we're going to play the other side. And it's called The Last Time I Saw Henry. Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks.
The last time I saw Henry.
I saw Henry, good old Henry, my best friend. I was walking with my true love, strolling down the street. I'll bet you'll never guess who we happened to meet. I said, darling, this is Henry, and you could almost hear her purr. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her.
Was it his tailor-made suit? His foreign-made car, his hand-painted tie, or dollar cigar? Was it his eye, or his mustache, or the Philadelphia bankroll he just happened to flash?
I remember Henry smiling, all the rest is just a blur. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her. Fancy tailor-made suit, the foreign-made car, were borrowed from me. So was the cigar they drove away. My girl and Hank, and to think I even paid to put the gas in the tank.
I remember Henry waving, all the rest is just a blur. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and the last time I saw Henry here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Always fun records when you pull out the Frankie Yankovic stuff, you know? What do we have coming up? Speaking of fun, we haven't played anything from Wally Pickle in a while. Wally Pickle, P-I-K-A-L. And I always feel like I'm shortchanging him a little bit when I play him on the radio show, because Wally, well, he's a fine musician, a great trumpetist, and a good band, and perfectly good old-time music. But the thing is Wally plays more than one trumpet at the same time, okay? And if you're familiar with him, you may have seen this. He can play two trumpets at once. He can play three trumpets at once. How do you do that with two hands? I'm asking you. And if you go on YouTube and you do some searching for Wally Pickle, P-I-K-A-L, you can find some videos of him playing three trumpets at once. Not only that, he could play three trumpets at once while riding on a pogo stick. And you can't see any of that when I play it on the radio, except that hopefully I have painted the picture for you now in your mind using the theater of the mind. You can see Wally. He's just a little short, bald guy with his three trumpets and playing his on his pogo stick. It's just amazing stuff. And we're going to hear a tune from Wally where he's only playing two trumpets, so it's a lot easier. But before we do that, we're going to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Now, see, that was kind of cruel of me there. Here I built up that big Wally Pickle thing, and I drew the picture in your minds of him playing his three trumpets, riding on his pogo stick and everything, and then I went to a commercial. Oh, I just messed with your mind, didn't I? But if you're looking on the internet for him and looking for some video, he was on the Johnny Carson show even, playing multiple trumpets, riding his pogo stick and stuff. Great stuff. Anyway, check it out. Let's do a little Wally Pickle number. That's Wally P-I-K-A-L, by the way. And here we go with the Jingle Jangle Polka. Okay, Jingle Jangle Polka, Wally Pickle playing both those trumpets at the very same time on that particular selection. I encourage you to look him up on the interwebs and see if you can't find yourself some videos of the man in action, because it's pretty amazing stuff. All right, I think we're going to fit in maybe two more tunes in the show this week. Let's do one from the Shimoleskis, shall we? I don't think we've given them a spin for a little while. Now, this particular record, they call themselves the Shimoleski Dance Time USA, but they're normally the Shimoleski Funtime Band, or sometimes the Shimoleski Brothers, if you go way back. Whatever you want to call them. I told you every now and then we go crazy and throw in a Schottisch. Here we go with the triplet Schottisch. So that's one of those songs with little trick endings in there, trying to goof up the disc jockey, so he jumps in to outro the song when they weren't really done playing with. Shimaleski's Dance Time there, and the triplet Schottische here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're going to throw one more in here this week, our 100th show. I'm just so amazed about that. I almost changed my mind right in midstream here. All right, Golden Brass Orchestra and the Broken Hearts Polka.
We both agreed we had found something new. We promised one another of our true love, but promises like hearts are broken too. My empty arms are waiting for your love, dear. Please come back, I love no one but you. I miss your lovely smile and warm embraces, but promises like hearts are broken too. Still haunt me, and your soft voice echoes endless in my mind. I pray that you will never find another, but promises like hearts are broken too. The years of loneliness have come and gone now, and the scar within my heart is finally healed. It doesn't mean that I can live without you, for promises like hearts are broken too.
The Golden Brass with the Broken Hearts Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And that puts a wrap on show number 100. They said that would never work out. Polka show? Who's going to listen to that? Obviously, lots of you are. So, we'll be back to do it all over again next week, you know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Show number 100 is done, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.